So I'd like to lead a guided meditation, which combines a kind of a body scan. A body scan is a meditation in which we move through the body, bringing a mindfulness, an inner awareness of the body, in the body. So we're bringing our attention into the body and being mindful of the body, in the body. And to combine that with bringing an attitude of kindness, of goodwill, of gratitude, of caring for the body, appreciation. So please take a posture that is comfortable, and at the same time is kind of alert, aware. So, finding how you need to adjust yourself, take the time to do that. So bringing your attention into the body, feeling the body from the inside, feeling the posture of the body, bringing a sense of ease to the body, relaxing in the body. And bring an attitude of friendship, of kindness, of goodwill toward yourself, toward your body, your mind, your emotions. Whatever it is that you're experiencing now, whatever your energy level, whatever your thoughts and attitudes are, just bring an attitude of caring and friendship and kindness. And let that caring and friendship and that attitude of acceptance be like a space, the space of your body and the space around your body. So you're inhabiting a space of goodwill, of friendship, of friendliness toward yourself. And bring your attention to your face, to your head, notice what the sensations are on your face. Notice the sensations in your skull. Notice if there's tightness, tension. And invite your face, your skull, your brain, your temples, your jaw, to be at ease, to relax. Notice if you have any attitudes or feelings of judgment around your face? Is there any part of yourself that you judge, that you think is not good enough, should be different? Just bring compassion to that attitude and compassion to that part of the body that is held in some kind of objectification or apartness. Just appreciating the face, the skull, the way that the eyes allow us to give shape and form and color to our experience. And our ears allow us to take in the sounds of life around us. And our sense of smell and taste allow us to ingest that which nourishes us, and to smell the life, both pleasant and unpleasant smells that are all around us. Just the richness of the senses and how they are all clustered in this part of the body. Not all, the touch is throughout the body. There's touch in the face, and just to feel the touch of the lips touching each other, the touch sensation in the mouth. And awakening appreciation and gratitude for the richness of this. And appreciating also the way that the face can give expression to what we're thinking and feeling non-verbally. The face says so much. It said that the windows of the soul are through the eyes, so we can look and connect through our eyes with the life around us, communicating as well as seeing. And just as the face of those that we love, our dear ones, we recognize that face and our hearts light up. And so it's the same with your face. Your face gives joy. Your face gives delight to those who love you and care about you, to your dear friends, to family members, those that care for you. And just appreciating how the uniqueness of each face is seen. It's a kind of a special communication, a language. And our faces are red by those who know us deeply. Just appreciating all, deeply grateful for all that a face means and contains and expresses and experiences. Your face, your unique, marvelous face. When you look in the mirror, do you love that face? Or do you criticize it? Perhaps you can look in the mirror and cultivate loving it, just as it is, wrinkles and all. And moving your attention down the body to the neck, the throat. Again, feeling the neck and the throat. It's the seat of the voice. Enables us to turn our heads and look widely around us. The neck is flexible. It's a feature of the human being. Sometimes we hold a lot of tightness in our throats. Just like we hold tightness in the face sometimes, we hold a mask. Sometimes we hold tightness in the throat and we're swallowing our words, choking back our words, and we can have a habitual tightness because we're silencing ourselves. Maybe we've been silenced and we've internalized it. Just appreciating the capacity of the throat to give voice, to express the feelings and the thoughts and the intentions in the mind and body. Inviting the throat to open and relax. One of the beautiful things about chanting, just allowing the voice to express beauty and wisdom. Appreciating the neck and the throat, bringing the attention down to the shoulders and noticing what sensations are there. Sometimes we carry a lot on our shoulders, figuratively and literally. Pile on bags that we carry around with all our work and our various stuff that we carry. And we carry concerns and worries. Our shoulders can get tense. Just appreciating all the work that our shoulders do. Bringing an attitude of kindness and appreciation and gratitude. And our arms and our hands. Arms which can lift, can tenderly carry a fragile being, hands which can caress, hands which can also slap and punch, can grip and grasp. The capacities of the body are just really amazing. And the hands are so expressive and so nuanced and so intricately designed. Just appreciating the hands and the arms and what they enables us to do. Noticing if your hands are sore or achy, tender, perhaps a lot of computer work, soreness in the wrist. Maybe we drive our hands and our arms more. We drive them harder than perhaps we ought. Perhaps we could tune in to how they're feeling more often and stretch them and let them rest. And the hands are so alive. The palms of the hands are tingling with aliveness and capacity to sense. We know through our hands as well as through our eyes and our ears. We know through touch. We can discern an object. We can feel the trunk of a tree. We can hold an orange and discover how it's different from an apple just by feeling the skin. Our hands know. Our hands can discover. Can we appreciate that? How marvelous we have this capacity. Can we love our hands? Said that hands are the part of the body that show age most readily, most quickly. So do you look at your hands and see how they're aging and maybe have a sense of not liking that? Can you love your aging hands? The knobbly knuckles and the wrinkles on your hands. Seen so many things, touched so many people, washed so many dishes. Bringing your attention to the chest and the upper back. Feeling that part of the body from the solar plexus to the shoulders. So the softness of the breasts, both male and female. And the beating of the heart. It's such a central part of the experiencing being, the loving being, the fearing being, being who navigates so many different realities and emotions, So much is centered in the heart, the chest, the upper back, shoulders. I'm feeling the rising and falling. The breath, appreciating the heart, which is the center of the circulatory system, and how unceasingly it works from the time we're born until the day we die. And the breath, also the lungs, taking in and oxygenating the air that's breathed through the nostrils. How it helps us burn the fuel of our food, keeps us alive. Just how marvelous. What gratitude we can have for the marvel of this body. And moving down through the midsection of the torso and the lower abdomen. Feeling into that part of the body as well. The rise and fall of the breath, the sensation of the digestive system, perhaps feelings of hunger or feelings of indigestion or digestion, all kinds of sensations down there. Again, what an incredible work is done through the small intestine, the large intestine, all the organs, all the liver, the kidneys, spleen. All of these incredibly functioning organs, keeping us alive. The reproductive system as well, reproductive organs. We talked about the love of a mother or father for their child, and babies taking birth. Life being formed, even among some of our participants here today. New life being formed in the body. How amazing that is. Being fed and nourished within the body. Notice also if you have attitudes about any part of your body, judgments, just as we brought attention to that when we were contemplating the face and the head, just any attitudes that you have about to this or not enough of that, and just letting that go, letting that judgment go, seeing it as something which has been projected onto you, is painful to carry and can be released. This body, this marvel, this body which is in one dimension, in a certain dimension, is who we are. In other dimensions, it's not, but in a certain way, a certain perspective, it's who we are. How can we deeply love ourselves if we don't love this body? And feeling the whole pelvic area, the buttocks, the groin, lower back. Noticing what sensations are there. And bringing this attitude of love and friendship to this part of the body. And finally to the legs and the feet. Again, what incredible work they do. First of all, just bringing mindfulness into the legs and the feet. Feeling what sensations are there. Is there soreness? Is there tingling? Is there tightness? Just allowing those sensations to manifest as they are. Not judging them, not preferring that there be an absence of soreness rather than a presence of soreness in the joints or in the muscles. Just letting whatever sensations are there be as they are. And bringing to mind the incredible work that they have been doing all of our lives, getting us from one place to another, standing, running, climbing. How incredibly powerful they are. Supporting the weight of the body. Bringing to mind all the things you do with your legs and your feet. All the different ways you configure them. We can not only embrace with our arms, but we can embrace with our legs. We can wrestle. We can jump. Bringing compassion to your feet. For all the ways that sometimes we squeeze them into shoes or boots that are too tight, or perhaps have. So, bringing your attention to the whole body, just feeling the whole body. Again, coming back and feeling that whole body as a kind of an envelope enveloped in kindness and goodwill for yourself. all around the whole surface of your body and extending a little bit outward from the surface, as if it's like just an aura around your whole body of love. Love for yourself, love flowing through, from yourself, for yourself. You're blurring the source and the recipient, just a flow of love, a flow of kindness, a flow of friendship for yourself. Notice the quality of that energy. And it may be that maybe it's a little bit hard for you to experience. Maybe it's a little remote. But however you experience it is fine. It can even be like an intention of friendship toward yourself. Sometimes it can be helpful to say a phrase or two toward yourself to kind of awaken that goodwill, that kindness. A phrase like, "May I be happy?" "May I be at peace?" "May I live with ease and well-being on this earth." And so as you just soak in this kindness, this goodwill toward yourself, this loving kindness, allow that field of love, that field of friendship, to extend a little bit further out. Just widening that field a little bit. Enough for another being to share that space with you. And bring to mind somebody that you feel very close to, that you have a lot of caring for. It could be a lover, a spouse, a friend. It could be a beloved pet. Could be a teacher, could be a parent, a child. And just see what it feels like to share that space of love with this being that you're bringing in your imagination into your sphere of kindness. Notice what happens. Does it feel stronger? Does it feel dissipated without any judgment at all? Just notice this experience of extending this field of friendship and kindness to another. And now bring somebody that you feel kind of neutral about. You don't particularly feel that close to them, but you don't have any difficulty with them either. And notice how it feels to bring them into the circle. And, you know, if at any time you feel that you want to let them go, let them remove themselves, you know, just step outside the circle, you can do that. Your field of kindness. So you don't need to keep them there. Just invite them in, maybe for a moment, maybe for a few moments, and share that energy with them of kindness, friendship. Now, perhaps invite, see if you can invite somebody in that you have a little bit of difficulty with. It's a little bit harder for you to be with this person. Maybe you have a hard time communicating with them, or you just find them a little difficult to be around. What does it feel like to invite them into your sphere of kindness? And again, it could be just for a moment. For a few moments. See how it is. And see how it is to broaden that sphere, to invite in many, many beings. Perhaps just open that sphere to all of humanity. Perhaps it's a little scary, and just notice that. It's okay. Perhaps it's hard to take in people who are suffering war and violence and oppression. Perhaps the heart quivers or tightens. Just notice that. And other beings as well, creatures of the sky, the birds, all the inhabitants of the realm of the air, and the creatures of the waters. Whales and dolphins and fish and crabs and shrimp and all the beings in the rivers and lakes and oceans and the creatures of the earth. All the great mammals of the plains and the jungles and the forests, the mountains, creatures whose habitats are endangered, creatures who are being hunted to extinction for trophies. How does it feel to let the heart be open to that in friendship and kindness and caring? And coming back to ourselves, letting the attention, the sense of kindness and inner presence, just come and rest again when we feel that maybe being so open is really challenging, really difficult. So can I just come back and rest in kindness with myself? Coming home, finding that home, finding joy in that home, safety in that home. It may be finding a rhythm of opening wider, and then coming home. So we'll just sit for a few more minutes in silence. And you, if you want, you can continue with the kindness practice or just be with the breath.